You guys, anyone here remember the LGBT community? Weird reaction.
It's the remember part.
Remember?
Yeah, yes, we can remember.
A member. Did I say remember?
I remember!
Do you guys remember when there were gay people? Not my future, not Trump's future! I'm sorry. It's turned into a different kind of meaning. I'm like, where are the gays? No, come on. Like, all I'm saying is if you did not respond to that, you might be surprised to find out you are. Because I don't know if you know that they added a bunch of letters to the acronym now. Does anyone know what the new acronym is? I feel like you do. LGBTQQIAA. A lot of extra letters. Does anyone want to guess the last five letters? It was new to me. I just found this out.
Asexual.
Let's do the order. Okay. Let's do the order. Q, first Q. Queer. Very easy. Very good. Second Q.
Queer.
Questioning.
Questioning. That's right. Like I questioned you about this. I.
Intersex.
Right? Correct? Okay, now there's two A's coming up. I give extra credit if you get the A's in the right order. First A.
Asexual.
Asexual. Don't have to fuck anyone to be part of that. Last A, some might say the most important A.
Anyone?
We'll talk later. Allies, guys, allies. No one says it's the most important A. It's not the most important A. But you're probably one of those, right? You might be lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, questioning, queer, intersex, asexual, or an ally. It's a super inclusive acronym. It really just leaves out aggressive homophobes. Which is the Bay Area, I find that a little bit exclusive. Let's build a table, including everyone. Yes, because wouldn't that be like the best revenge against homophobia? Tag an H on the end of that acronym. Include them in the acronym. Go by like the Westboro Baptist protest, be like, hey, you know they're part of the LGBTQIH community? And be like, no, don't include me in the rich tapestry of humanity. Okay, I'm gonna wrap things up.